You just hold that in your hand.
Your thing. I know. Here's your thing. Thank you. Today.
You can hold.
But the, okay, no, no, put it negative. Put it negative back.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. Thank you. I don't know exactly what is most interesting for you, but I suppose that you want to know something which binds my life to Florence in particular.
That's right.
I was born in Florence in 1916. My father was the second male son of Guadagni, who had eight children. Being the second one, he was not admitted to the property of the Guadagni, and he had to go military. And so he was cavalry officer in the army. So I was born, and I lived first in Florence, but then I studied engineering in Milan, and at 22 years, in 1938, I graduated as electrical engineer. I started working for the Electrical Company of Florence, and I was in very good connections with them. But in a sense, the situation was too tight for me. For instance, I knew three foreign languages, and in this company, no language except Italian was required. So I was offered a work with a consulting company located in Milan. I was very glad of that, because that allowed me to go around the world. I was in South America and other places. But then I was offered a very good position with the General Electric Company, and I became the chief commercial engineer first in Bologna and finally in Milan. But when I was with the General Electric in Milano, I was offered a still better position, that's to say, designing the new water supply of Florence. Florence was my town, and so I accepted with joy to do something very important for Florence. Very important because it was a big water supply which connected with other water supplies could feed water from Florence also to Prato and also to Pistoia. And it was not just a small pipe capturing some source, but it was a very complex type of development, which meant a big lake with all the routes concerning the same, which had to be displaced, and then the water was to be pumped, and then down to Florence to another smaller lake, and then down to Florence, and in Florence it was at some height, which allowed, as I told you, to supply Prato and Pistoia. At present the water for water supply of Florence is pumped from the lowest place in Florence, from Anconella on the river, and with a great expense in electricity. And by those times the money was so cheap, and it is cheap perhaps now too, that with the saving of the electricity which we made by distributing by gravity the water supply to whole Florence, we could finance the whole supply from the lake unto Florence. So I made all the design complete with all, it was a final design with all drawings and documents and so on, and so I finished that job, which was extremely interesting for me, also because it was for my town. In the meanwhile, I was asked to work for other places, for Singapore, for instance. Singapore has a terrible problem of water supply, so we had to optimize the supply of all the sources. Or I worked in Nepal, where a new network of roads was made, and I had to divine all supplies, all waters which were corresponding to the various bridges, crossings, and so on. So I worked also in Greece. I worked in many other places of the world, and from being an electrical engineer, I passed to being a water engineer, and I finished with what can be called a engineering of utilities. And my final work was in Kuwait, where, with cooperation with architects, we had to remake the texture, let us say, of the central district, which was the place where Kuwait was born. And that was also an interesting job, because all electricity, the maximum consumption was not in winter, like for instance here in Europe, in Germany and so on, but on the contrary it was in summer, because of the water, of the air conditioning, and all the services like that. by that time, we devised, or better, my wife devised this splendid place, this house, and so I decided to practically finish with my engineering jobs and retire as a farmer in this place, farming olive oil and wine, the typical things. So I felt inserted in a tradition of olive oil and wine, which goes back to the Bible, goes back to some centuries, or better, some tens of centuries, up to the Bible, as I said. I am very glad I'm here, and I'm here now since 40 years, and as I am now 92, I'm expecting the end. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, gracias. Thank you.